In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. What should we be aware of from the book White Fragility and the criticism it has received? And I actually have not read the full book. I have looked at some summaries, read some articles, watched some interviews with the author. And I think it's a really interesting book. I don't know but the general concept is that white fragility just means at any time that white people talk about race, they get really defensive. And they're not able, because it's not something that they're like super aware of or super good at or super used to talking about. They just kind of like shut down and do all these different things to like get the subject off of race in order to go talk about something else and relieve that discomfort. And this woman who wrote it, I'm sorry, her name is escaping me right now, but she is a sociologist. And so she actually was doing diversity inclusion training and studying over and over again and watching these kind of scenarios play out anytime that people, white people were challenged around race, specifically around being racist, that they would go through just a series of kind of predictable, consistent reactions and expressions, whether that be they would get really defensive, start arguing or retreat, leaving the room, talking about, you know, how they have Black family members or Black friends, all these different things that have nothing to do with whether you're racist, have nothing to do with whether you're racist or not. And that was because the way that people were defining racism was like, you're like a bad person who's like doing mean things knowingly to people because of their race. And that's what a racist is. But that is not what a racist is. That's like a very, very small definition, right? And so when people were confronted like, oh, you're a racist, like you're calling me a terrible person, and I'm not. And so this idea of kind of breaking down around it. I think that it got for different kinds of criticism from different communities for different reasons. And some of the reasons from the African-American community was that it kind of took a lot of the power out of African-Americans' hand in their experience. It made them seem a lot like victims, and that wasn't appreciated. And then on the in the white community, I think a lot of the criticism was defensiveness potentially, which kind of falls into her whole theory of like, you can't be talked about as a racist without getting defensive. And so I definitely am going to read this book in full because I had never actually heard a white person talk about the experience of race and being called a racist and considering their own racism in this way. And regardless of, you know, the parts that people criticize or not, I mean, I feel like we read all kinds of books, right? You don't like everything that you read, you don't internalize. Some things you agree with and some things you don't. I think there's definitely way more than enough in this book that might resonate with you to check it out than to just dismiss it completely. And also you can get a preview if you want to just see if it's kind of worth your time. There's a few different YouTube videos of her getting interviewed. And I think it's just a really fascinating subject. So I'm definitely going to read it for those reasons and get a little bit more information on white fragility, because I just haven't ever really thought about, I haven't seen it expressed from the viewpoint of white people before. There's lots of conversations that happen about racism from the viewpoint of people who are experiencing racism, but way, way less about doing racist actions, even if unintentionally. And so again, racism isn't just like intentionally being mistreating someone because of race. It goes way, way beyond that. So I would recommend reading. I know that I'm going to, and perhaps in another session, if a white fragility question comes up, we'll have a different conversation about it because I'll have more information. So. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.